Hey, it's Tony Bruschi. Back to the conversation in just a second. Might I suggest, if you're looking for new glasses, or even contacts or sunglasses, Warby Parker. I've been using these guys for 10 years now. I've been wearing their glasses, and I love them. They have some of the best designs, in my opinion, out there. They do them all in-house. Their collection has silhouettes, colors, fits, made for really any type of face. And the options for how you can pick them out, wonderful. You can go to one of their stores. There's over 250 across the U.S. and Canada, and get stylized by their friendly expert advisors. Or if you're like me and you'd rather just do it at home, they'll send them to you. Go to their website. You pick out the frames you like. Pick out those five. They send them to you. Pick out those ones you like. Send them back. And if you want to try more, they'll send you more. It's lovely. You can just kind of keep going until you got exactly what you want. In my experience, it's been like one trip. I found like actually several within the box they send that I like. You got to check them out. Warby Parker glasses, they start at $95. So it really is super affordable to get such a quality pair of glasses. It includes prescription lenses with anti-reflective, scratch-resistant coatings. Many Warby Parker locations offer comprehensive eye exams starting at just $85. And you add a pair and you save 15% when you purchase two or more prescription pairs and glasses or sunglasses. The offer is available both at home and in stores with free shipping and free 30-day returns. Can't tell you enough about these guys. Like I said, been using them for 10 years and there's a reason for that. Get started with Warby Parker's virtual try-on. You can try on glasses and sunglasses, seeing the realistic color, texture, and size of each style right from home right now. Or head over to warbyparker.com/ghost right now to take the home try-on quiz and pick five pairs of frames to try on at home for free. That's warbyparker.com/ghost, warbyparker.com/ghost.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and The Grave Talks.
Nestled on the bustling Sunset Strip, the Comedy Store has long been a haven for aspiring comedians and a stage for some of the world's most legendary performers. But behind the laughter and spotlight, there's a darker, eerier story lurking in the shadows of this iconic venue. Before it became the comedy mecca we know today, this building was home to C. Rose Nightclub, a glamorous hotspot with an unsavory reputation. Mob ties, whispered violence, and even rumors of murder have all been stitched into its history, leaving behind more than just memories. Over the years, staff and performers have reported chilling encounters, shadowy figures, disembodied laughter, and an overwhelming sense of unease have become as much a part of the venue's lore as its star-studded past. What is it about this building that holds such an unsettling grip on those who walk its halls? Is it the residual energy of a troubled history? Or could the stories be the product of overactive imaginations fueled by its notorious reputation? I'm Tony Bruschi. Let's dig in. The Comedy Store, a cultural landmark on the Sunset Strip in Los Angeles, began its life far from the world of stand-up comedy. In the early 1940s, it opened as C. Rose Nightclub, a glitzy hotspot for Hollywood's elite. The venue embodied the glamour of the golden age of Hollywood, attracting stars like Frank Sinatra, Marilyn Monroe, and Humphrey Bogart. The club's opulent interior and exclusive guest list cemented its status as one of the most prestigious venues in town. However, as with much of Hollywood's glitz, there was a shadowy undercurrent to C. Rose. During its heyday, C. Rose was rumored to be a hub for organized crime. The mob reportedly had their fingers in the club's lucrative business, controlling not only the finances, but also the operations behind closed doors. Stories circulated of illicit gambling rings and the enforcement of mob rules, with the club's basement allegedly serving as a site for violent interrogations and possibly worse. While these rumors were never fully substantiated, they cast a dark pall over the venue's storied history. By the 1970s, the nightclub had fallen out of favor, and the building underwent a dramatic transformation. Mitzi Shore, an ambitious entrepreneur, took over the space and converted it into the Comedy Store, a place where budding comedians could hone their craft. It quickly became a launchpad for some of the most renowned comedians of the era, including Richard Pryor, Robin Williams, and David Letterman. But as the Comedy Store built its reputation for producing comedy legends, it also began to develop a reputation of a different kind. one involving strange occurrences that couldn't be explained. The earliest reports came from staff working late at night. Bartenders and janitors described hearing faint, eerie laughter echoing through the empty halls, even though no one was in the building. Others spoke of cold spots, sudden drops in temperature that would chill them to the bone. Performers would occasionally report an unshakable feeling of being watched while they rehearsed alone on stage. These oddities, while unsettling, were often dismissed as tricks of the mind or the product of exhaustion from the demanding schedules at the club. As time went on, the stories grew stranger. Employees began to report seeing shadowy figures in their peripheral vision, only to turn and find no one there. The basement, already infamous for its rumored ties to mob activity, became a focal point for the supernatural tales. Staff who ventured down there often described an oppressive atmosphere as though the air itself were heavy with unseen energy. One janitor quit after claiming he felt an invisible hand grip his shoulder while he was cleaning. Psychologists and skeptics have offered plausible explanations for these occurrences. The building's design, with its dim lighting and labyrinthine layout, could easily disorient people and create a sense of unease. The high-pressure environment of the club, where performers face the constant stress of winning over audiences, might also heighten their sensitivity to ordinary sounds or shadows. Moreover, the stories themselves, passed down from one generation of employees to the next, may have planted the seeds of suggestion, encouraging people to interpret ordinary events as paranormal. Still, for those who experienced these events firsthand, the explanations felt insufficient. Some comedians, including legends like Joey Diaz and Pauly Shore, have spoken openly about their encounters, lending credibility to the tales. Whether or not they believed in ghosts, they agreed on one thing. The Comedy Store has an energy unlike any other place they've performed. As the club's reputation for hauntings grew, so did the stories. And while some dismissed them as urban legends, others couldn't help but wonder if the building's dark past had left an indelible mark on its present. As the Comedy Store's reputation for paranormal activity grew, so did the number of encounters described by those who worked, performed, and visited there. The basement in particular became infamous for being the epicenter of the strange phenomena. Over the years, numerous employees and comedians have claimed to experience an overwhelming sense of dread while in that space. Some refused to go down there alone, convinced they weren't entirely by themselves even when no one else was present. One recurring story involves a shadowy figure often glimpsed in the basement. Described as tall and menacing, this apparition is said to linger in the corners, vanishing as soon as someone tries to approach. On more than one occasion, performers and staff have reported hearing whispers in the basement, their hushed tones unintelligible, but deeply unsettling. Those who worked late at night sometimes heard footsteps following them on the stairs, only to turn around and find the stairwell empty. One chilling account came from a staff member who claimed they were physically pushed while walking across the stage late at night. They described the sensation as a firm, deliberate shove that sent them stumbling forward. No one else was in the building at the time. These types of physical encounters, rare but profoundly unnerving, have fueled speculation about the nature of the hauntings at the Comedy Store. Are they merely residual energy from its dark history, or could they be something more interactive, like poltergeist activity? Paranormal investigators have been drawn to the Comedy Store for decades, each bringing their own equipment and theories. Many have reported spikes in electromagnetic fields, sudden temperature drops, and unexplained audio recordings. Psychics who have visited the venue have described sensing multiple spirits, some of whom they believe are tied to the mob's violent past. One medium claimed to have communicated with a spirit who identified himself as a victim of mob violence left to die in the basement. While such accounts are impossible to verify, they have only added to the mystique of the hauntings. Among the most famous paranormal reports is the phenomenon of disembodied laughter. Several comedians have described hearing laughter echo through the empty showroom long after the audiences have gone home. This eerie sound is particularly unsettling because it's not the joyous laughter one might expect at a comedy club. It's described as hollow, cold, and devoid of emotion. Some have speculated that it might be an imprint of the countless performances that have taken place there, a kind of residual haunting, replaying over time. Another recurring phenomenon involves malfunctioning equipment. Microphones have been known to cut out without explanation, lights flicker unpredictably, and speakers emit bursts of static at odd intervals. Technicians often attribute these issues to the building's old wiring, but others aren't so sure. The timing of these malfunctions, often during tense moments on stage, has led some to believe they are deliberate attempts by unseen forces to make their presence known. For those who believe in the paranormal, the Comedy Store offers a textbook case of layered hauntings. Theories range from residual hauntings tied to the building's mob-related past to poltergeist activity generated by the intense emotions of performers and audiences. Some investigators have even suggested that the building might act as a sort of energy sponge, absorbing and amplifying the emotions and events that occur within its walls. Still, skeptics argue that the stories can all be explained rationally. They point to the building's age, its creaky infrastructure, and the power of suggestion in shaping people's experiences. Yet even the skeptics can't entirely dismiss the sheer volume of reports or the consistency of the details in so many accounts. The Comedy Store remains a paradox, a place of laughter and levity where the shadows of its past still seem to linger. Whether the hauntings are real or merely a reflection of the building's infamous history, they have become an integral part of its identity. For some, they are a source of fascination. For others, a reminder of the darker side of Hollywood's golden age. As we wrap up this deep dive into the haunting history of the Comedy Store, one thing is clear. This legendary venue is far more than just a comedy club. It's a living, breathing relic of Hollywood's storied past, a place where glamour and grit collide. Whether you believe in the paranormal or not, the sheer weight of its history, the mob connections, the legends of Sear Rose Nightclub, and the countless performances that have played out on its stage makes it a place unlike any other. Skeptics may chalk up the cold spots and eerie laughter to faulty wiring, creaky floors, or the power of suggestion. And to some extent, they're probably right. The human brain is a master at creating patterns where none exist, especially in a dimly lit room steeped in myth. But even the most rational among us can't ignore the persistence of the stories, the consistency of the details, or the undeniable sense that the Comedy Store is a little different. Perhaps it's the building itself, an architectural time capsule holding the echoes of decades gone by. Or maybe, just maybe, there's something more to the tales of shadowy figures, phantom laughter, and whispered voices in the dark. After all, history has a way of leaving its mark, and some scars run deeper than others. I'm Tony Bruschi, reminding you to hit subscribe so you don't miss any episodes, and so you can join us again for another Paranormal Deep Dive.
Want to dig deeper in the Paranormal Deep Dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new Paranormal Deep Dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.